What is going on, everyone? This is Andy with the Full Tilt Devi podcast, back with another recap from week four of the college football season. A lot of great games last weekend. We saw Ohio State pull off a gutsy win at Notre Dame. We saw Coach Prime get humbled at Oregon, and Alabama did its best to right the ship against Ole Miss. And finally, Florida State pulled off the overtime victory against Clemson. So let's take a closer look at some of these matchups, starting with Ohio State. This was a defensive battle, old school Midwestern football. It ended on a last minute drive by the Buckeyes that was capped off by a Chip Trianum touchdown to win 17-14. Individually, there wasn't a lot to take home from this game. Marvin Harrison Jr. unfortunately injured his ankle. Thankfully, he was able to play through that, but it's something to keep an eye on this week. Emeka Egbuka had another efficient game with nearly 100 yards receiving. Trevion Henderson again had looked good with 100 yards on the ground, but we're still not seeing him utilized in that passing game like we did his freshman season. In fact, he ran 32 routes this game, his most by far this season, and was only targeted once and had zero receptions. Good to see that he's gained a step back in the running game, but there's still something missing there. Estime, on the other hand, was bottled up for the most part by this Buckeye defense. He did still manage three big-time runs on only 14 attempts. But in the end, this was just a nice win for Ohio State as they enter the Big Ten schedule here. Next on the list, I won't spend too much time on Colorado. We thought this might happen. It did. Oregon did not let Shedeur Sanders and company do anything and impose their will on this Colorado defense. Troy Franklin had his third 100-yard game this season, and is making a strong case to be in that second tier of wide receivers in the 2024 class. Even in this high-volume passing offense, he's managed 2.8 yards per team pass attempt, 3.67 yards per route run, and he's doing this with consistent production. Only three contested targets through four games, so he's getting separation. I've been a proponent of Troy Franklin for a while, so I'm definitely excited to see him improve yet again as he continues his junior season. Running the ball, Bucky Irving and Jordan James also looked good on the ground. I think at this point, Irving is firmly entrenched as a top five running back in the 2024 class for me. I said on our show it was a couple weeks ago, that he's kind of the closest thing that we have to Jahmyr Gibbs in this class. I think Bucky Irving is actually a better runner than Gibbs was. As for Colorado, like I said, not much to be said there. Probably a good thing that Coach Prime preemptively said that Shedeur Sanders is going to come back for his senior season, because this was an ugly game for that offense. Moving on to Alabama, bit of a bounce back game. Jalen Milroe back under center for the Tide, and he took care of business. Still really no game changers on offense. Jace McClellan had 100 yards. It just seems kind of like the identity of this team is they're going to run the ball, let Milroe make some plays on the ground as well. Certainly doesn't seem like it's the best strategy, but it's one that's going to keep them in the top of the SEC standings, especially in their division there. On the Ole Miss side, I know Judkins is dealing with some injury stuff, but we're a third of the way through the season. We can't really ignore what's happening. Very reminiscent of what went on with Trevion Henderson last year. He's just simply not as explosive as he was last season. He has yet to have a 15-yard carry, something that he did 27 times in 2022. I guess the one thing you could say, he's more involved in the passing game, but it's no doubt concerning that a guy who is, a top six pick in Devy drafts this year is struggling, injury-related or not. He's going out there each week, so far the results just have not been great. And then finally, I did want to talk about Florida State, big overtime victory against Clemson on the road. And it was Keon Coleman who was the hero with a touchdown in overtime, finishing his day with 86 yards and a couple scores. That's six touchdowns in the year already. He's kind of been the bright spot on this offense along with Jordan Travis. Trey Benson really hasn't lived up to the preseason hype that we all thought he was going to, sort of take over that backfield with some guys leaving there. But Keon Coleman showing, he's made a fantastic decision, one, to transfer out of Michigan State, and seems to be right there in that conversation for the top wide receivers in the 2024 class as well. On the Clemson side of the ball, I will note that true freshman Tyler Brown led the team in yards and routes with Antonio Williams missing the game. Brown is pretty much he's an exclusive slot receiver, but he's racked up 12 catches already on the year in a wide receiver room that's really loaded with these 4- and 5-star guys. So definitely a name to keep an eye on, especially if Antonio Williams misses any more time. But that's all I've got for the update this week. Full Tilt Debbie Show is going to be back this week for real this time with myself and John Arrington. I will press John on Luther Burden this week, I promise. So that's going to be fun, and I'm sure he's not going to let us leave without talking about Malik Nabers. And of course, we'll touch on week 5 stuff as well. So hope to see you guys there, and enjoy the rest of your week.